Today we'll consider again two recent pieces by Nafees Ahmed. The first one, defense officials prepare to fight the poor, activists, minorities, commies. The self-defeating logic of militarized social science targets anti-capitalist extremists in the age of uncertainty. And that's the title of his piece. And I am more and more convinced that this was orchestrated. And we'll talk this whole introduction of at least the listeners of KPFA here in the Bay Area, this introduction to Mr. Steele was orchestrated, right? It's like in the mafia, the guy puts his arm around him, says, you know, he's okay. This is my friend. He's one of us. You can trust him. Because in this world of deep, deep, deep duplicity, we need some means of figuring out who can we trust. That's why they set it up so, one of the reasons, they've crafted it to be so dishonest. It's demoralizing. And then the second piece of Ahmed, the open source revolution is coming and it will conquer the 1%, is his title. Ex-CIA spy, the man who trained more than 66 countries in open source methods, calls for reinvention of intelligence to re-engineer Earth, unquote. Now, I'm the last person to suggest he shouldn't be ambitious. But the notion of our freedom being brought to us by the CIA is a little hard, or the NSA, or the combined intelligence services of Germany, UK, and USA is a little hard to stomach. Pardon me if I feel nauseous here. We first considered Nafees Ahmed's heads up, and I took it as a heads up for a minute, right? It's like, look what they're doing, you know? Oh my God, this man is righteous. Thank you, Mr. Ahmed. They're unleashing this whole campaign to target dissent and tag it as criminal. Criminal to talk about love and peace and all we are saying. Lock them up. I mean, gotta laugh to keep from crying. The world is descending. By design, just as we learned from Diana Spearman in Modern Dictatorship, they want things to seem just, oh my, it's just so crazy, so out of control. They want that. And they train us to want a daddy to fix it. So we first considered Mr. Ahmed's heads up on July 13th. In an appreciation then of his highlighting the fact that the existing global system, and I believe for we commoners, there's no other way to frame it than to call it class. That this class, global class system is breaking down. So you see the importance of language, of the definitions. Because as soon as we define the breakdown that way, obviously Mr. Steele is crazy or false. Because he's not talking about what we need at all. He's talking about putting a humane face on the jailers and saying, let's all work together. You tell us everything you know and don't worry about what we're doing. Share. It's all about sharing. It's called communal knowledge. That's true wealth. Right. Right. While they hoard their trillions and who knows how much, and they own everything. And we find ourselves, as always, having to go begging, beg for that job, for that little chump change so that we can pay the bills that are not going to go away. They're not going to let go of one of their key chains. Please, we have to reclaim ourselves. We have to trust our power and our goodness. And we have to create means, a solid structure for, or what's the right word? A solid set of techniques and strategies that make infiltration irrelevant. Let's think more about this. This keeps recurring in these shows every so often. What makes our work agent proof? Because they'll talk about love. And as we see from Mr. Steele, they'll talk about communal sharing. As long as it's not that plot of land with no strings attached.